Hollywoodbets Durbanville, just before we move on to KZN. It's all happening on Wednesday, the 7th of September. There it is, the winning form over the moon. It arrived this morning. 101 runners are carded and two reserves. Hollywoodbets Durbanville, Hollywoodbets Kenilworth. Those are now your tracks in the Western Cape. 5,000 Rand is up for grabs and must be won. We're talking about the Western Cape Champion Punters Challenge. It starts off with a progressive bonus of 200,000 and that will increase by 5,000 a meeting. It's all in the winning form regarding the Saddlecloths too. Wonderful cards, and I'm sure we're going to see some very good attendance at Hollywoodbets Durbanville on the Wednesday. That certainly is the highlight coming up for me. Let's move on to Hollywoodbets Scottsville on the Sunday. The first race is run at 12:35. Champion Punters Challenge. You could become an instant millionaire if you get the progressive jackpot. And we've got the usual 10,000 to be divided amongst the top 20 on the leaderboard come the end of the day's racing. So the bipots in race one. This is the Duncan Howells Racing Stables. It's run over 1,000 metres. We've got four maiden plates and then four handicaps to follow. Now, this horse has been beaten thrice. It's failed as favourite. I'm talking about number 9, I Like It Hot, who is currently at 0.91, just over 9-10 with Hollywoodbets. Opened at just under 8-10, in fact, went to evens and is now at that stated price. The blinkers are fitted. Sean Veal rides for Dennis Dreyer, but a most expensive sort to follow. Beaten at 5-2, beaten at even money, beaten at 9-10. Now, there's a horse I mentioned to you before in this race. I don't think she's the best of fillies, but she does show a lot of speed. And she ran over 1,400. She showed that dash. She faded. She ran over 6 furlongs. She showed the dash. She faded close home. She's now down to the minimum trip of 1,000 metres. She's got the apprentice claiming 4. And that horse is number 1, Tangerine Pearl, who is quoted at 12.5-1, a win and a place at even money. So what I'm getting at is I would rather take my chances with Tangerine Pearl, hopefully this time, to finish in the first three with that light weight. But 9, I Like It Hot, would appear once again the horse to beat. Mary Lyley is a great supporter, stalwart of the Tony Riverland Yard, and he's got a debutante to race in her silks. So what a winter filly. And the stable comment says, useful filly will have a chance. Muzi Yerny is aboard. This one cost 300 and odd thousand rand as a yearling. That one, by the way, is at 1.82-1. So we're going to have to watch the markets in race one. But those are the three that I'm concentrating on in the start of the bipot. Race two is the Nathan Cotson Racing, 1,200 metres maiden plate. The betting on the second race, as we move on to that place accumulator, yeah, the favourite is number 4, who is Aravadicio. Now, last time out, was bumped, I believe, a couple of times at the start, was at the back of the field. That was at Gravel on one of those night race meetings. Kicked on down the inside late on, but was never going to get to in darker. In that race, was beaten by Tartarus as they renew rivalry. However, I do believe that Aravadicio will do better at this track. And I see a form turnaround, a likely form turnaround with Tartarus, who had the beating of Aravadicio easily last time out. But Aravadicio came from way back and was actually finishing slightly faster than Tartarus. Another one I want to mention, though, is number 11, Imperial Order, because the Mike Miller Yard have been in fine fettle. This one, first time, was unfancied, went off at 16-1. Green saddle slipped, so there were further excuses. So that was a very positive display from Imperial Order, first time out. You've got Lazy Guy, who's had plenty chances. What start is it for Lazy Guy? Start 21, but has certainly brought in the stake money. You got number 1, Quandary, who's returning from a 269-day rest. It doesn't look the easiest of maidens, this. And then another one I want to mention at a price, number 7, Ice Kingdom, who's a 20-1 from the Paul Lafferty Yard. Muzi Yerny has the ride. If you actually go back in the form, you go back 3 runs, ran 2nd, just under a length behind at this very track when Muzi Yerny was aboard. End of it all, I am going with number 11, Imperial Order, from the 4, Aravadicio, the 10, the 8, 7. I'm going to play a little bit wide, possibly in race 2 or keep it to the 11 and the 4. 11, 4, 10, 8, 7 in the second race. Third race is the Track and Ball Gaming over 1,600 metres as we go to another maiden plate for the fillies and mares. This is the start of the pick six at Hollywood Bet Scottsville on your Sunday, and the first leg is off at 13.45. Broadway Girl is the favourite at 1.67. Was most disappointing last time out, going off at even money. Again, yeah, we've got Dennis Dreyer and Sean Veal. If they don't get it right on the Sunday, they could really prove to be very expensive to follow. This one should enjoy the step up in trip, you feel, though, and maybe is the right one in the third on the card. The price there, as I say, just under 17 to 10, it is Broadway Girl. Number seven is one I thought would improve, who is at even money a place, and that's from the Robbie Hill Yard, a horse called Ideal Gift, who's a daughter of Ideal World. Last time out, cast a shoe, and I just thought that one could run into the placing. So I'm going with the two, Broadway Girl from the seven, Ideal Gift, the six, Coffee Berry, who we liked for a drum last time, and then the four, who is Malcolm's Dream, 2-7-6-4. Race four, the last of those maiden plates. This is the Pound Bloodstock maiden plate, and it'll be the first leg of the first jackpot. Number four, Averni King. Hollywood have this one opening at 4-1 and shortening to 2.86-1. It is Averni King. Very importantly, the scratching of number three, Central City, who would have been well fancied in race four. Then you've got number eight, Dawn Mission, who has a poncho on, a penchant, whatever you want to call it, for running in the second spot. Has Dawn Mission, and normally runs second at restrictive odds. That's at 3.33-1. Red Magician is at 3.57-1. There's a horse I really like. As we've gone through these maidens and we come to the fourth, I like this horse number nine, Aurora Storm, who has the blinkers fitted now. This is a 375,000 rand purchase from the Peter Musket Yard, who I hold in high regard, as I've said before. And I like the first two runs, and I like the form lines too. So Aurora Storm is going to be my clear-cut selection in race number four from the four Averni King. And I'm basically taking my chance of sticking with those two, the nine from the four. Race five, the SA Home Loans Pinnacle Stakes, 1,400 metres is the fifth race on the programme as we move on to that second jackpot. And Party Time, really tries hard, is at 3.33-1. There has been some movement out from 2.86 through to threes and now at 3.33-1. Must be a big runner. I note if you go to the penultimate start behind Prince of Taranto and you look at the form line between the 9 Party Time and the 10 Hasta Manana, who's the horse I'm actually going for at the price, you will see that Hasta Manana is 2.5 kgs better off. The Appy has the weight down to 54.5 kgs. In fact, it was his birthday today on the Saturday, so maybe he'll have a good Sunday. That one is quoted at 8.33 and 1.66 from the Lorenzo Karim Yard, and that is going to be my first choice in front of the 9, who is Party Time, then going with the 11, Tread Swiftly, and the 7 on the card, who is After the Rain. And you will note that there's a massive weight turnaround with Party Time stable companion number 1, Full Blast, in race 5. And let's take our chances there, Hasta Manana. Race 6, Mark Dixon Racing. Fillies and mares, 83 handicap, over 1,400 metres at 3.30. And this horse certainly has some inspiring Gauteng form. Muzi Yen has been aboard. Have a look at that. Muzi's ridden this horse the last three, resulting in a second and two first. Must be a big runner. But for me, I'm going with a horse I've been for and I've given you before. Sometimes it takes a few runs, but recently we've seen one or two of those arrive. And the horse is Magic Flight. He was at 5-1, is now 4.55-1. Look, it's been 589 days since the victory. But I like the booking of Rachel Wiernicker, and that merit rating has slid another 2 points. So from an original 98, is now down to an 83. And I really think it is time that Magical Flight lifted the game. And that is going to be the way I'm going once again with the four Magical Flight in front of the 7, who is Lucky Miss, then going with the 2, Emerald Princess, and the 5. 4725, as I say, 4.55-1. And the placing with Hollywood Bets is just under the 7-10. That takes care of race 6. as this thing jumps up and down for some unknown reason. Maybe it's your operator. Let's go on to race 7, as in me. Race 7, we've got number 6, Live My Life at 2.86-1. 2.86-1. Macat, number 7. Look at this horse, runs well. Two very good runs with the blinkers. Smunga Kamali is booked to ride. That's at 3.33-1. Ancient Epic is next best at 3.57-1. Scratch Joe is number 3, Red Rose is 2. Now, I'm hoping for a good day for Rachel Wernicke. She brought one home at very good odds on the Friday night, didn't she? But the horse I'm talking about here is Lady Catherine, who last time out ran against the boys behind Danilo Danilovic. I just think that back against her own sex, she could be in with a shout. And that's going to be my choice. Number 2, Lady Catherine, 6.25-1. Just under 9 to 10. In fact, 9.4 a placing. So going with the 2, Lady Catherine, in front of the 7.84. 2.7.84 in race 7, which will take us on to the last, which is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1,200 metres. And racing in the Western Cape in future, we'll also see the final event on the card with the sponsorship kicking in as the Hollywood Bets Bright Future. But race 8. The betting reads as follows. Number 3, Lord Wiley, and this is a hotly contested race. There's very little to choose between them. Lord Wiley is at 4-1. Now, this one is up to a 83. Likes the track and trip. The form lines are not the worst. Some of them, in fact, have held up very well. Who else have we got? Now, in this race, I like a little bit of a horse to place. I'm not sure about a win, but a place. I'll tell you why. It's a horse that when he puts it in, he can finish off very nicely. He's changed stables. He's gone from Sean Tarry to Com Naidu. He's had a 108-day rest. First run for the stable, but the horse I'm talking about is number 7, Grappler. A place there is 1.66. So I like a bit of 7, Grappler in race 8. 7-2-10-9. Passage of Power is better off at the weights. With some of these, from the 10, Putin's Promise, and then the 9, Frontline Fighter, who won last time out against, albeit weaker company, carrying a little bit of weight. That is racing on the Sunday, Hollywood Bet Scottsville, enjoy sunshines. I'll see you once again, I believe, on the Monday, and then we'll move on to the Western Cape meeting midweek.